Hare Krishna. First, I would like to thank Praveen for inviting us to his lovely meditation center at the Cosmic Cafe. This area has hosted many sessions of kirtan and meditation. And now we have come to the essence, especially for the present age called Kali Yuga. Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalona, Sevana, Seva, Gatiran, Nitta. One should chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names. There is no other way, no other way, no other way for success in the present age. When something is emphasized, it is repeated three times. You must do it, you must do it, you must do it. Harinam, Harinam, Harinam. And the negation, nasteva, 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 indicates not by karma, not by gyan, not by astanga yoga, but by harinam. The chanting of the holy name is comparable to practices in other systems of yoga, and the effect is felt really when one fixes one's mind on the sound of the holy names. It is said, dhyana vastita tadgat Katadgatena manasi pasyantiyam yogina, that Krishna is he who is seen within the mind of the yogis in meditation. So just as yogis endeavor to control the mind, to fix it on the form of Krishna within the heart, devotees also endeavor to control the mind and fix it on the sound of the holy names of Krishna. And on the absolute platform, there is no difference between the holy name of Krishna and Krishna himself. And when we say Krishna, we include his expansions, and pure devotees, including, we chant Hare Krishna, the same as Sita Ram, the same as Lakshmi Narayan. And we are calling out to them. We're calling their names, we're calling out to them to help us, to save us. We are all floundering in the ocean of material existence, and we need someone to rescue us. No matter how strong a swimmer one may be, he doesn't have the strength to swim across the ocean. He needs to be picked up from the ocean. And the only one who is competent to pick us up is the Supreme, we call Krishna. So when we call on the name of Krishna, we are begging him to pick us up from this ocean of sorrow, this ocean of birth and death, and fix us as a particle of dust, or among the particles of dust, at his lotus feet. And when we cry out in that mood, the Lord reciprocates. The parent can understand the different cries of the child. One of my colleagues told a story from the Boston Temple that one of the pujaris had a small child, and the child would always run around the temple, and the father was engaged in worship, and but everyone knew the child, and they all looked after him. And sometimes he would cry, and children cry. They laugh, they cry. And so one Sunday, the child was crying. And okay, he's crying. Somebody stepped on his toe, he's crying. But then he cried louder. And he cried again, with more intensity. And finally, his crying was almost hysterical. And when his crying reached that stage, everyone's attention was captivated. That something is seriously wrong, and they rushed to where that crying was coming from. And it turned out that he had locked himself in the toilet and couldn't get out. And that is almost like the position we are in, in the material world. And when we scream out hysterically, please get me out of here, that intensity of crying will capture the attention of the Lord and his associates, and they will come running. So that should be our mood. And chanting Bhakti Yoga is very personal, it's very individual. And when you call out to the Lord in that mood of helpless dependence, you can ask for anything. You can ask for anything that will be favorable for your deliverance from the material ocean and reinstatement in the spiritual realm. On the most basic level, you can pray for help to focus your mind on the chanting. You can pray for taste. You can pray to be freed from false ego. You can pray to be freed from lust or anger or greed. Whatever impediment looms up during the chanting, you can call out in that mood, Krishna, Radha, Sita, Ram, please save me. Please help me control my mind. Please free me from false ego. Please give me taste, please, whatever. And in that mood, the parents are naturally affectionate to the children, and that mood of helpless dependence, crying out, they'll immediately reciprocate. And they want to help us clear away the obstacles and come back to them. So, but as one colleague said, becoming Krishna conscious or God conscious takes time. When I heard him say it, I thought it takes time means it's a gradual process. It takes time. But what he also meant is that you have to put time into it. So it's very good we get together and chant for an hour. It's better if we get together and chant for 6 hours. And it's even better if we get together and chant for 12 hours. Because practice makes perfect, even in spiritual life. So, the more we chant, the better it is for us, and the better it gets. So, it may take time. It would depend on case to case, person to person, and moment to moment. In spiritual life, we have our ups and downs. Sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down. But whether we're up or down, we should continue with the practice of chanting. And if we're down, it'll lift us up. And if we're up, it'll lift us further up. So we should just keep chanting. And chanting and chanting. Hare Krishna.